you for joining in once again and listening to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm chef and host Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host Aaron Howlett. Join us again as we go on another culinary adventure of the Comox Valley and beyond.
Thanks for joining us on Where to Eat, episode 156.
How you doing, John?
Excellent, Darren. Excellent. Yeah, we're kind of a little bit behind on recording.
Yeah.
I've been trying to set up a bunch of interviews with people and my life's got a little bit hectic.
Yeah, yours got very hectic very fast.
Yeah. So I guess I can give a little bit of hints.
And
I'm
sure.
Not going to give the full thing for everyone who's listening to the podcast, but
okay.
I have told quite a few people around town. But we've picked up a little location, starting a little thing, and it's called the Blue Spruce. So I'm not going to talk about the menu or the food or anything other than just to give everyone a heads up that we're moving downtown, and
yeah.
I think we're going to use this as a sort of a head little base camp for the our podcast here.
Right. So if you hear a little bit of traffic in the background, that's because we are now downtown.
I think it's going to be a great place that we can invite people. It's kind of central in the town. So
People
can come and we'll do on opposite hours of when I'm working
And
have some podcasts and learn a little bit more about food in this area.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And not to go into too much detail, but Blue Spruce is going to be a food venture that will be opening in a few weeks.
So we're looking, I want to say June 1st.
Nice.
But you know how things...
Things can sometimes slip back a bit.
Back a bit. So it'll be a soft opening.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes open for a new open sign.
Yeah.
Around 5th Street area, and you'll be able to find us.
And things are being purposely left vague. As you get closer to the actual time of opening, you'll have more details.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, but This was, I thought you brought up a great fact that we were talking before this, that we never really talk about, well, we talk about them all the time, but we really don't get into our favorite eats and the places to go around town here.
This was my thought, was just that in the past, we've had supporters and sponsors, and although we generally talk from a completely unbiased place, I know that some people can wonder if I talk very fondly of something and then that person also happens to be contributing to us. I can see where things would be somewhat suspect, but we no longer have sponsors. We both no longer work for anyone else. So we're both doing our own thing.
It's not that we don't have sponsors. It's that we just actively haven't gone out asking for sponsors. And we haven't lots
collected
of people.
Money from sponsors in like 6 months.
Yeah. So we're just kind of winging this. And, and we got microphones. So we're like, whatever.
So,
this is cool.
Yeah. And I just thought it was a good opportunity. It was a good sort of snapshot in time where we have that credibility that we can just give you our honest, unbiased opinions about what we think of some of our favorite foods in the valley. There's no, like I said, we have no outside goals or underlying motives here. These are just purely places that we like to go or particular foods we like to eat in the valley that we hope that, you know, maybe you guys maybe are unaware of one or two of them and going to check them out.
So we're going to trash talk some places? Because I know this place around the corner, it's like the worst.
No. I can get started. And I wanted to also preface this with saying that I instantly hit 10 and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do 10. Like, let's talk about 5 each. And if people are interested in what other little discoveries we've made or whatever, let us know. And then we can do a follow-up 5 of more.
Okay. Well, let me just start off because we're going to start with the city of Courtney, which basically encompasses most of the Comox Valley.
Okay.
But, I'm just looking up a Trip Advisory.
Okay, sure.
Which is my nemesis because I hate it. There's nothing that can wreck my day faster than a good check out a Trip Advisory and have someone go, I give you a 1.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then you're like.
That actually brings up a good point of one of the ones I want to bring up after. But
go okay, ahead. Yeah. Anyways, but that whole thing that you know, you pour your heart and love into something and then you have someone who's like, you're an idiot and you suck. And,
right.
And just like goes out and just wrecks your whole day. And
exactly.
And I think in one way, you know, you can be like, well, this person had some issues and I shouldn't take it totally personally, but you know what? There's something obviously I didn't do right.
Right.
You know, like I definitely can bring up my game, and no matter how bad a criticism is, it's always nice to have a bit of criticism because you don't get better without it, right?
Right. It's true. You just have to learn how to take it with a grain of salt, because sometimes the reaction doesn't equate what the problem was.
Right.
You have to filter through that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we've got a 111 in Courtney here alone.
Wow.
And so I know we have our favorites, and I don't think we should count out anyone, but these are just some of our own personal favorites.
Yeah, for sure.
Within the last little while, we've been hitting and really enjoying. And
yeah, and like I said, I'm not giving a rank. I'm just throwing five out there. I'm holding back another five for another episode if you want to do it.
Okay.
So we'll see. So I thought, first and foremost, again, no ranking, no whatever, but just for proximity to where I'm sitting right now, I'm thinking in that way. One of my favorite things to eat, and I mentioned it before, Butcher's Block. I absolutely love their sausage rolls. Absolutely think that they're one of the best things ever. They're perfectly seasoned. The sausage is not a tight packed sausage. They're not chewy. The crust, I'm not even a crust person. It's always incredibly flaky and amazing. Anyways, anytime I'm in there,
right,
if they have them, because they sell out of them every day. There's never been a day that they haven't sold out of them. So if I'm lucky enough that they've still got
one. So it's like getting in there early. Yeah.
Even if I'm not going to eat it right away, I'll take it home and throw it in the fridge or whatever.
And they have great sandwiches there as well.
That's exactly it. I was going to get into that. Yeah. And they have, if you're in there getting a sausage roll, or if you're in there for whatever reason, they've got a great little lunch counter. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Homemade soups. Some of the best sandwiches in town. Absolutely. So that's one of my places that I think that people might not really consider that I think is awesome.
Well, I think even that whole strip, like there's Rungies is there. Yep. Michael's off Main.
Yeah. There's Rungies. If you're not going to eat Rungies, like there's so many great things in there.
Yeah.
So many great things in there.
The European things that you just aren't really accustomed to the normal grocery store here. Yeah. They've got these really interesting flavors and some really fun
flavors
stuff.
Flavors you're not going to get elsewhere in the valley for your cooking. For what?
I know that wasn't snacking. One of your fives. I'm just adding two extras in there.
Okay. Do you want to mention one, or do you want me to keep going?
No, I want you to keep going with your list, because I'm excited. And because now that I'm coming downtown, I don't want to do the same thing as someone else.
Well, okay. Well, let me do my last one before we leave downtown in my head. So again, we're not being sponsored. We're not being paid. We're not what have you. But
if you feel like sponsoring us after this, we will definitely take some money. Yeah.
I have to say that in my favorite places to eat downtown, even though you and I both just came from a tenure there, you were there for 14 years? I was there 8. I still think Atlas is fantastic.
13.
Was it 13? Yeah, and I was there 8. Yeah, I think Atlas is fantastic, and I have some of my favorite things to eat there. I mean, I still love enchiladas. I still love, as we affectionately joke about it, the peanut butter salad, which is the peanut stir fry.
Right.
And then there's so many good. I'm not sitting here trying to shill for Atlas because whatever, but I mean,
well, the chef for the last 13 was amazing.
To work in an environment, I have to believe in what I'm doing.
Right.
And my intent when I walked in those doors was to work there for 3 months and then
fail.
Yeah. And I stuck around because I knew that we were serving great food. We were giving one of the most professional atmospheres. We were constantly delivering. We held ourselves to a level of excellence that nobody else did. And you set a lot of that. That's a lot of you there.
Yeah.
You know, like you set that menu, you set that level, you set
It was, yeah. I mean, Trent and Sander did set a bar for the Comox Valley. They sort of said, you know, this is where food's going to go. And the whole town has sort of grown up and been like, you know, that's the bar. You have to be better.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it gets to bring new places in and making everyone get better. So it's kind of a beautiful thing to have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's genuinely one of my favorite places to eat still.
Yeah.
I still absolutely love it.
You know I had burritos the other day?
Delcados.
Right, just around the corner, just around the corner from them. So that's a great. It was a fabulous burrito. I've eaten there a long time ago. Had a wrap there. It was good, and I just haven't had a chance to get back there. But the other day there and had some burrito. I had a burrito there, and it was delicious. I really enjoyed it. So
that segues into one of my other favorites that I have to talk about right now. And that's Biblio Taco in Cumberland. I know you want to talk about Courtney first. Biblio Taco, hands down, some of the most consistent and amazing food. There's nothing on their menu that's bad. I've eaten their menu now. They fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And when we were talking about that whole TripAdvisor thing, they had it actually made quite a sort of a rumble about a year and a half back, 2 years ago, that they had a disgruntled ex-employee
right.
that they had to let go. That kid, I don't want to go around disparaging anybody, but that kid took the vendetta pretty far and made a concerted effort. And then I don't want to get too much into internet politics, but it's very easy to rally a couple thousand people. They're literally these groups that sit and wait for this. Mm-hmm. And they got him. They pounced. He said, these guys wronged me. And then they said, oh, well, we'll ruin their business online. And so that's what I'm saying is, here's TripAdvisor that still they haven't been able to rise above this thousands of people that left one star reviews
right.
that had never actually eaten there
right.
to try to destroy this business because
right.
as a vendetta.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things, you look around online and their name is besmirched everywhere unfairly because their food is phenomenal
right.
and always is. I've never had a bad experience there and I go there a lot. But yeah, you gotta, and not only that, their margaritas. Oh, they make a real good, they make a real margarita there.
Yes. No, it's fabulous. I always like when I get up there. Yeah. You know, my problem is every time I show up in New Cumberland, I'm always on their date that they're closed.
Oh yeah.
And I'm always like,
That's the one thing about them. And I get mad myself about it, but I also got to give it to them is they are a family business. And sometimes they literally just, their family comes first. They're like, sorry that we're not sorry that we're not open today, but we're out playing with our kids at the park. And I get that as a parent, I get that. Sometimes your kids don't understand.
It's nice to have that flexibility to do that. So
yeah, I mean, it happens on occasion that their hours fluctuate.
Well, but let's just talk about Cumberland now that you brought them sure. up there.
Like, well, I got another one in Cumberland I want to talk about.
Are you talking like we got the Waverly, which is always
yeah.
good quality food. You've got Ryder's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh.
I was going to talk about Ryder's.
I thought so.
Yeah, I absolutely love Ryder's. And the funny thing is, and I'm not, I'm in no way saying that it's, I don't know. I don't like their pizza that much. And everybody that I go with absolutely loves their pizza. So I got roped into going there a couple times, even after I determined that I wasn't a big fan of their pizza. The rest of their menu is phenomenal. And I love going there. I go there when it's on the short list of, hey, where are we going to go? Or where should we meet? I'll always bring it up. And people are like, but you don't even eat their pizza.
I
love the rest of their menu.
Let's talk about the garden that yeah. is right beside the restaurant.
Oh, it's amazing,
like,
huh?
There's nowhere that you ever go that you walk up to a restaurant and you're like, oh, there's all the greens.
Yeah,
outside
there's literally
the
an adjacent lot that has been converted into a massive garden for mm-hmm. them, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But like their arancini, top notch. Their fennel salad, I get that every time. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's so many great things that they do other than pizza that I think that I hope that other people don't shy away from it because they're like, I'm not interested in pizza tonight. Well, pizza. Like they've got a great menu.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, there's great stuff there too.
Yeah.
And there's like right beside them, there is Four Quarters too, which is
Four Quarters. Yeah.
There's doing some really good food there. I've had some breakfast there a couple times. It was delicious. Cumberland Brewery. Yeah.
Like which for a while actually didn't have food because they had a food truck, which we'll get to in a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like they're doing like little appetizers and stuff yeah. with the beer and it's good grub. Like it's good. I shouldn't even say grub cause that doesn't yeah. do it any justice. Like
right.
it's some really nice.
Yeah. There's some food. Fantastic food.
And it really goes well with a couple pints.
See, I don't go there that often because I'm not really a big beer drinker. I drink beer on occasion.
See this little belly I'm growing here. Yeah. That's yeah. me hanging out with the buddies at the brewery.
Yeah. I'm not a big beer drinker. I never have. I owned a nightclub for 10 years. And just never even back then I like the first year I owned it I turned myself off beer. I did not enjoy it anymore and I still to this day can't shake that. So
okay, well I won't offer you a beer after this.
All right.
Yeah. Well let's slide back into Courtney.
Sure.
I mean there's still a couple other places I'd like to talk to you, but I think we'll go back to Cumberland and talk about those later on.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we're on breweries, I mean, we got Gladstone over here and we got some changes happening there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much Jason wants us to talk about that.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty known at this point. I just got a Facebook update. It was a blast today. So I'm sure that it's public knowledge and all that, but.
Okay. Yeah. So, cause they're moving up to the old Mad Chef.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing the pizzas up there.
Right.
As well as a bit of a larger menu, I believe.
Yes.
And then they're going to be, going to do tacos.
Yeah. We're talking about Gorilla, of course. That was
Gorilla. Yes.
That was in there. Yeah. And so they're opening a little taquera, which looks like it could be amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's a really tight spot in there. Yeah. And I know pizzas sometimes when you were there, it was like you had to order a whole pizza and sometimes that wasn't what you didn't want to eat a whole pizza.
Yeah.
So it was like, kind of like, I mean, it was great if you ordered a whole pizza and then you made friends because you'd be like, hey, you want some pizza? And I mean, no one turns you down, right?
No, so, nobody turns you down.
Cause it's a really nice thin crust pizza.
They better do something like a table of tacos or something. Like that would be a good thing to order.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The table of tacos. Yeah. So. That's a really interesting thought that we're going to have a taco place downtown. And
downtown. I mean, there's a couple of, this harkens back to what we talked about way back when. Do you remember when we used to talk about, wouldn't it be nice if there was a whole bunch of places that new food places that flock downtown? What's starting to happen?
It's starting to flock downtown.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you still got old favorites here. Like there's still hot chocolates
and
cake bread. Like, I mean, we did that great interview with them and they've got
absolutely
all that stuff there.
Fantastic sandwiches.
Who else is there? Cornerstone, which is another great little part of the Gladstone family.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and they're, I know Kevin's over there and they're doing great burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And then
haven't been in there in quite a while, but if we have to get to one of my all time favorites and it's, like I eat there pretty much once a week now. I have a very different life than I had back when I worked.
Right.
I've spent like half of the last 6 months in Vancouver just doing nothing, just bumming around, taking in shows, eating food. And then when I'm here, I'm working on my home-based businesses and eating as well. So yeah, one of my favorite places I go to every week and still has never failed me. And that's not how I judge a place. I'm actually pretty lenient when it comes to stuff. You can screw up a lot of times and I'll still go back if I know your heart's in it.
Right.
But this place is one of the most stellar and outstanding places in the Valley is White Whale. Without a doubt, like one of my favorite places to eat.
I've
never been disappointed. I eat there all the time. I absolutely love it.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is strange, right? Because again, their focus is so big on beer. I'm not interested in beer.
Like, you know what?
I think I've had a beer there in the last couple of years.
Let's see. I feel bad. I haven't been in there for a while.
Oh.
And we keep talking about it. And it's like, let's go there.
And again, not trying to like promote them or anything. They just changed their menu though into a greatest hits menu. So instead of the seasonal menu that they had before, now they're doing, here's all of your favorites from all of our things. And it's perfect. It's a fantastic menu.
No, and that's close to the downtown too. And like one of the best patios in Courtney for sure.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there right on the...
Yeah,
on the waterfront there, like it's beautiful, especially on a nice summer day.
Their food, though, another thing that I rarely see kids in there, but because people think of it as a pub, but it's open to kids. It's a family restaurant.
It's a family restaurant, yeah. So definitely, so, I know I bring my daughter. Used to bring my daughter in there all the time, and I don't know. I haven't been back in a while.
I think
I've been unemployed for 3 months.
I took my kids there a little while ago. I think we ordered 5 plates for the 4 of us. And I was just like, you just got to start eating outside your comfort zone, kids. Like, you got to try some foods that might not be, you know, your standard. Because my son is a very basic palate, very basic. And my daughter's become a little more reluctant with food, unfortunately. But we went there and they loved everything.
Well, that's great. You know what? I'm really enjoying this. I was like, when you pitched it, I was like, I don't know, like, we got to talk about everyone, but I'm like, no, let's just keep it to the couple we went to, you know, like in the last while. And I think I could sit down and talk about places that I've been to, you know, where I went to the other day, was kind of, just out of the whim and it was delicious.
What?
The Air Park Cafe.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never thought that place.
Yeah. No, it was really, it was nice. We just went in there. I had a breakfast sandwich with some roasted potatoes.
Nice.
And I forget what Kirsten had, but both of us were like, this is really good. You know,
wow.
Like, and yeah, it was just nice and family and right there in the air park. And so we did a little walk around the park and then we're like, yeah, let's just go have breakfast in there and try it out. See what it was like.
That's
it was
cool.
Really good. I really enjoyed it. So
I'll have to check that out just because I'm always looking for better breakfast places because there's a lot of places that I find do pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to find the people that are a little bit outside of that. Literally just on my way here to do this podcast, I stopped in at Biblio and had their breakfast burrito. I'd never had the breakfast burrito, but I was like, I'm thinking about Biblio already because I know I'm going to bring them up on the podcast. I was thinking about breakfast. Somebody said they had a great breakfast burrito.
Took a shot at it.
Yeah. And it was fantastic. It was good.
All right.
And I don't know if you heard the siren there, but that's because we're downtown.
We're recording downtown, Courtney. It happens.
Yeah.
Actually, another breakfast place, Hen and the Hog, which I'm going to complain about.
Oh,
because every time I go there, it's a lineup.
Yeah, it's true. They have a very small dining room.
Oh, it's really small, really intimate, but it's...
It reminds me actually of a lot of the places in Vancouver in the last little while. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to having to wait to sit down.
Yeah.
And then I realized, that's because I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I live in a town where people aren't lining up for food. Whereas elsewhere, if really good food, there's a lineup everywhere.
And there's a lot of establishments around here. Yeah. So,
but Hen and the Hog, they're great. Yeah. They weren't one that I was going to bring up today, but absolutely.
I threw it in.
Never have a bad experience with them.
We're going to have to listen to this so that the next episode we do, we can talk about the places that we haven't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since we're talking downtown and this place I'm really looking forward to going is the Black Truck food truck down there.
Black Truck food truck. I don't remember how you, but you know, we both know what we're talking about. The one that's right across from the bar I used to own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Across from your old
which
stomping
I haven't
ground.
Owned it for a long time. So please, I know it's a bit of an eyesore now.
City owns it now. So that's their problem.
Yeah.
But so he's set up right behind the mountain cycle.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Blue Toque and all of those other.
All those. So in behind there. So it's kind of in this little hidden location.
Yeah.
He's got this little food truck.
Yeah.
And I know I've been trying to bug him to come and do a podcast with us.
Right.
So now that we're talking about him, he's definitely got to come and do it. So.
And now that you're downtown buddies, you're both got establishments downtown.
Exactly. So I figure I can convince him to come up here and talk with us. So.
Yeah. And it is kind of interesting because it was set up in the back parking lot for a while. Not the front parking lot, the back parking lot.
Right.
And it seemed like it was touch and go and whatever. But I think that he got the permanent license there. And there's now picnic tables set up. There's what have you. Like, it's an establishment now.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. And speaking of, well, actually, you know what? Let's talk about those other things in the other podcast. But yeah.
You know what? We're going to hold off. And we're just getting your excitement up here. And so this would be a good time for us to segue and be like, if you have any places that you would like us to talk about or certain dishes, I would love to hear about some certain dishes at some certain places that you really enjoy.
I would love to hear that. If there's a place that I've been overlooking or I went and maybe didn't enjoy that much, but somebody said, but did you try this? I love when people do that because it gives me an excuse to try it again.
Yeah, because sometimes there's like those dishes at a place that are they don't catch your eye right away.
Yeah.
But then, to go back and have them to...
And then you find out what the big deal is. Like, that's it. That's the big deal. I get it. Yeah.
So...
For sure. I would... I'm heartily endorse that. We should get anybody, if you're listening. I mean, even if you're only with one hand, your phone doesn't have to come with anything. You can just type in, this place.
Type in, yes. So maybe what we'll have to do is...
For us.
We'll put something up on Facebook saying, what's your favorite place and favorite dish in the Comox Valley or even Vancouver Island? Let's broaden this out there.
Why not?
Because I think
we'll hit broader territory as we do this again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about Comox.
I know.
Or Royston, Merville.
Or Union Bay or like,
Yeah, there's lots of places to talk to you. So I guess we should give some information. It'd be great if you want to email us at theediblevalley@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at The Edible Valley Podcast. I think those are the best ways. Of course, we always have our Twitter site. If you want to send us a tweet, we'd love to hear that anything from you. Or if you want to retweet one of our episodes that you really enjoyed and pass it along to other people out there, we always appreciate having that. that.
Absolutely.
With our podcast. If you were featured on this and would like to become one of our sponsors and help promote the Edible Valley podcast, we're always looking for help in paying for the costs of equipment and paying to have the podcast up and maybe feature and expose it to other places so that we can share in this beautiful culinary adventure that we're on.
Good segue. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah. I guess we do need, at some point, we need to start making money again.
Apparently, yeah.
So any help is greatly appreciated, but by all means, we're more interested in your feedback. Let us know what you like. It sort of shapes where we go with next shows, right?
Yes.
Tell us places that we're not thinking of or food that we're not thinking of, and we'll cover it the next one.
And I would say that we did start a patron site. So if you want to join in, we're trying to raise enough money to, if you want to donate $1 a month or something to keep this podcast going, we'd greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that's, you can get to that from our website at theediblevalley.com. My mind just went blank on what else we do with this ending of a podcast. I guess we just really want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to another episode of the Edible Valley podcast. And once again, remember, keep it fresh, keep it flavorful, and keep it fun. Thanks for listening to the Edible Valley podcast.